Good morning, Allison. Nice to see you.
Good to see you too, David.
It's been a while.
Welcome back. Thank you.
It's been an up and down winter so far. Unusually mild temperatures early on, now some bitter cold days. What does this roller coaster of a winter mean for you and all the passionate gardeners across Western North Carolina?
Well, gosh, I know anyone who's observant, works the land, gardens, or spends time outside in nature. I mean, we all really understand the fluctuations, that it's just part of life and living with plants and being out there. It's really more about the long haul ride, really, rather than the short term results.
And it really, when you get right down to it, it's not that unusual what we are seeing.
No.
I've noticed in my yard that it took several days for all the snow to melt, even though we had a couple of days running of very mild temperatures and lots of sunshine. What does that tell us about the space we use for our gardens?
Well, it shows us where the sunny southern western slopes are, right, where the snow's going to melt a little faster rather than those north or easterly slopes. And that's great. You know, you pay attention to the small pockets where that snow lingers. These are likely in shadows of buildings, other plants even, or even small changes in the land.
So some plants will make it and others won't.
Yeah, a lot depends on the selection, right? The plants that are hardy and acclimated to our area, if they get well established and are in good health, right, they're going to make it through these events, really.
So, but what about plants that flowered in December? And what comes to mind for me is what happens to one of my favorites, blueberries.
Well, it's probably the early varieties that bloomed a lot in December. We were getting lots of calls about that. So if there are any flower buds left on those, they'll open up, but we might not get as big a fruit set. It's the middle to later season blueberries that we'll be looking for harvest from.
Has this winter weather given us a clear indication why certain fruit trees don't do well in Western North Carolina?
Yeah, it happens every year. I mean, people want to grow apricots and peaches and nectarines, and it's just really hard to do that. The plants will live, but they flower early, and then they get hit by those late spring frost, and they never really develop into fruit.
So the plants that did flower in December, what should we do to them?
Nothing, really. I mean, those flowers will drop off, and it's not really practical to clean them up.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.